Hudson Taylor's Choice Sayings, Chapter 4, Fellowship. There is no such thing in nature as an intermittenting communication of life, as from the vine to the branch, from the body to the members. Should there be in grace? Does not Christ give us his peace, his joy, himself, to be our constant life and peace and joy and power? In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Did we know our God more fully and walk more constantly in intimate fellowship with him, we should thus frequently be perplexed with the mysteries of his divine dealings. Nothing humbles the soul like sacred and intimate communion with the Lord, yet there is a sweet joy in feeling that he knows all and, notwithstanding, loves us still. Of him as its source, through him as its instrument, and to him as its end, is all that is gracious and divine. But he himself is better far than all that his grace works in us. Wonderful thought, that God should desire fellowship with us, and that he whose love once made him the man of sorrows may now be made the man of joys by the loving devotion of human hearts. If our Savior says, "Go ye therefore and disciple all nations," he precedes it by, "Lo, I am with you always." Or if, as here, he calls his bride to come, it is still with me. And it is in connection with this loving invitation that for the first time he changes the word "my love" for the still more endearing one, "my bride." There is no time so profitably spent as the early hour given to Jesus only. Do we give sufficient attention to this hour? If possible, it should be redeemed. Nothing can make up for it. We must take time to be holy. Formerly, one used to think so much of what he may be and should be to us, and this is very precious, but it is not a good thing to realize how much we may be to him and to be that to him now, so that the man of sorrows may be as far as we are concerned the man of joy in the little time that remains till he comes. The experience of most of us shows how easily communion with Christ may be broken, and how needful are the exhortations of our Lord to those who are indeed branches of the true vine, and cleansed by the word which he has spoken to abide in him. The failure is never on his side. The intense activity of our times may lead to zeal and service, to the neglect of personal communion, but such neglect will not only lessen the value of the service, but tend to incapacitate us for the highest service. The believer who would live a life of holiness and victory must realize himself as one with Christ. It is not sufficient that Christ made himself one with us and bore our curse and died the death due to us. We must know him as the risen, the living, the reigning one, our husband and our friend, our captain and our Lord. Are we living habitually in such nearness to the Lord Jesus that the gentlest invitation of his wish comes to us with the force of a command and with a consciousness that some way or other it is possible to obey? Study the habit of delight in God. This is a most valuable law of life. It gets out of our way all repentant sin, all hindrances to fellowship and communion. The joy of the Lord is our strength.